Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I wanted to share before we end the first hour, I wanted to talk about briefly an American hero. And his American hero is Marcus Luttrell. He was part of the Navy team, Navy SEAL, and he was sent on a mission that was remarkable. I want you to listen to this interview that was conducted on CBN, and you can hear his story and what happened. Listen up.
Marcus Luttrell became known worldwide as the lone survivor of a deadly battle in the mountains of Afghanistan. The 2005 Operation Red Wing ultimately led to the largest loss of life in Navy SEAL history. 2 years later, Luttrell told CBN News that he talked to God while in battle and prayed that he would survive so that the courage of his comrades would not be forgotten. Luttrell wrote about his experience in the New York Times bestseller, Lone Survivor.
I made a promise to my guys when I came to and I crawled inside that mountain. I was just like, hey, you get me out of here and I'll tell everybody how brave these guys fought. I said that. And I was like, I'll get out of here just to do that. I was like, I ain't going to die out here. No way.
What followed is the focus of the retired Navy SEAL's new book, Service.
Service is your undying, unwavering devotion to God, your family, and your country. That's what service is to me. You know, it's not serving my, you know, it's not about myself. It's about what I can do for them.
Luttrell eventually went back to war in 2006. He spent 6 months in the most dangerous city in the world at the time, Ramadi, Iraq. Instead of remote mountains, Luttrell battled in the brutal maze of urban warfare.
Everything is a hidey hole or, a fighting position or something like that. And then you're dealing with the community. I mean, it's a city. You know what I mean? There's civilians there.
Luttrell fought in Ramadi when the fighting was at its highest intensity. By the time he left, the city had been subdued and one of the greatest victories in the history of U.S. Special Operations Forces.
A woman approached me and she's like, my husband's dead. My boys have been killed. Thank you for being here. And that justified it for me. You know, Americans, we do a lot of things. We go out and help people, you know, in their time of need.
Being a part of that victory, did that help your psyche somewhat?
Yeah, a little bit. Getting back on the horse and getting back over there to prove to myself that, you know, I took a hard hit in Afghanistan, but I still had it. You know, I still had the mental capacity to get things done.
His body, however, told a different story. Luttrell says war tore his body down to the point where he could no longer serve on the front lines.
Guys were having to pick me up and carry me around. I just, you know, wasn't sleeping or anything like that. It was just the pain was getting to me.
His military career had come to an end, but not his story. President Bush awarded him the prestigious Navy Cross for valor. Luttrell also saw his SEAL team members posthumously recognized for their service. His team leader, Lieutenant Michael Murphy, received the nation's highest award for bravery, the Medal of Honor. The Navy Cross went to Petty Officers Matthew Axelson and Danny Dietz. Luttrell's new season of service involves sharing the stories of his comrades and serving his family. He is now married and the father of two children. He says his wife helped to pull him out of the shadows.
I write a journal to my wife every day. You know, I write her letters and stuff like that. And at the end of it, I say, you know, thank God for you. You know, because he gave you to me. He, you know, when I was in that point in my life when I wasn't in the SEAL teams anymore and I was just kind of trying to figure it out, that, you know, I wasn't looking for a wife, never thought I was going to be married or anything like that. And then next thing you know, bam, there she is.
The retired Navy SEAL hopes his new book helps people better understand what sets those apart who are willing to lay down their lives for a noble cause.
I've been willing to die for any of my teammates. You know, that's the reason our training is the way it is. It's as hard as it is. We have to go through that to make sure we're willing to give it all to preserve our way of life. You know what I mean? If we don't do that, then the terrorists are just going to keep coming in and doing what they do.
Who's the ultimate example of service?
Jesus Christ, right? Yeah, that's an easy answer. I think people who wouldn't even acknowledge that would definitely scream through their head.
Mark Martin, CBN News, Norfolk, Virginia.
We're talking about Marcus Luttrell here, a former Navy SEAL.
Wow.
and his new book, Lone Survivor. When we come back in the extra hour, we're going to talk more about this operation and really what happened over there in Afghanistan. Because let me tell you something, it takes men and women with courage to stand for America today. We're thankful for an American hero like Marcus Luttrell and all the other brave servicemen and women who defended our country in the past and continue to defend our country today. And guys, I don't know if you knew this, but he was actually preparing to be a Navy SEAL. He grew up in Texas at the age of 14. At the age of 14, he was training with an Army soldier that came back by the name of Billy Shelton, who mm-hmm. lived nearby. And they've been working on this thing. They've been working on it. He had a vision, and he became a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard a little segment, a little interview about him, but a lot of people are not aware that he was involved in this Operation Red Wing,
mm-hmm.
June 28th in 2005. And him and his SEAL team, they were assigned on a mission to go kill or capture Ahmad Shan. And this was a high-ranking Taliban leader responsible for killings in eastern Afghanistan and in the Hindu Kush Mountains. So this was their order to kill or capture this guy. So they go out, this team goes out, and I believe it's a team of four of them that go out, and a group of goat herdsmen, they stumble upon the SEALs. There's only four SEALs out there
mm-hmm.
on this mission. This is what an elite team, four mm-hmm. people.
All right.
And they see these herdsmen, and so they're like, okay, you know, they took control of the situation. They discuss, you know, should we let them go? You know, Mark Luttrell in a different interview was saying in his heart, he's like, we got to take these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
It was two herdsmen and a boy, I believe.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, we got to take them out because they're going to expose us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said, we couldn't do it. It wasn't the right thing to do, and we're going to kill them. But
mm-hmm.
he dealt with the fact that he wanted to. They had a big discussion, what are we going to do with these guys now?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be exposed. Well, they took a vote, and after they took the vote, they let them go. They let them go. Well, the herders, his bio says that they were released. They went into this mountain ridge, and before they knew it, they were absolutely betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
These Taliban fighters came out of nowhere. They knew exactly where they were, and they fought, I don't know for how many hours, 150 Taliban, four men.
Wow.
Against four. And they're fighting. I mean, can you imagine the ammo? Just going. Yeah. They were badly wounded, badly shot. They ran out of ammo.
Mm.
The three other ones were killed. They were killed in the line of duty.
There was only one of them left.
And Luttrell was the only survivor.
Wow.
Listen to this. Badly wounded, he managed to walk and crawl 7 miles.
Wow.
You've just been in a gunfight for I don't know how long. And he walked 7 miles, crawls and walks 7 miles to evade capture. And he was given shelter by an Afghan tribe. There's supposedly like this 2,000-year tribal thing, custom, that if someone needs help, they're going to help them out.
Wow.
They helped him, took care of him and the best they could, and they alerted the Americans where he was, and he was saved. He was saved. In fact, they're making a movie out of his life coming out soon, and Mark Wahlberg, I believe, is playing him in a movie.
Oh, wow.
And this is an American hero. I mean, he had three comrades, fellow soldiers that gave their lives, you know, for our country. And you look at today, he's speaking, wrote this book, and sharing the stories. And there's so many countless untold stories like this of brave American women that have served in our armed services. And they've been wounded. They've given their lives. And one of the things that he says in this interview that I think is so powerful, he says, we trained for this. We trained for this, willing to die to give it all in our training. This is what we trained for. And I know, Steve, you served in Afghanistan.
Iraq.
And actually, this was in Afghanistan. Mark Lachaud was in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Iraq. And you had the experience to smell and see and taste and serve and do what you've done there for our nation, which is awesome. But it's amazing that this training, I tell you, the church, we can learn from this here.
Oh, yeah.
When you can train, your training involves willing to die for your brother, willing to die for others, willing to die for your country, willing to die for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he trained for. This is what you trained for.
Absolutely.
I think we can learn something from this. I think we can learn something about how we can die to ourselves, die to the kingdom of self, for the sake of our brethren, for the sake of God and what God's doing across the world.
Right.
When I look at this service, these servicemen,
mm-hmm.
just blows me away.
Yeah, it's there's so much in that lifestyle that countless stories, just like the Marcos Lutrells out there, that don't go noticed, and it's just the amount of sacrifice. And those brothers that you fight with, I mean, that's so true. I mean, you go over there willingly and knowingly the fact that I might not come home,
mm-hmm.
but it's totally worth it because the guys that you've trained alongside for years,
mm-hmm.
and you're going out there, and regardless of what happens on this mission, you're ready to do it again the next day because that's what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to step on that rooftop or on that patrol or wherever, and you don your gear, you get your weapon, and it does even cross your mind because you know that's part of the job description.
Mm-hmm. You have a job to do.
Yeah.
You signed up for it. Now, how would a soldier that was complaining about doing his job description, doing his job, how would he be treated out there? How would he survive if he just said, this is hot, I wish I had my cable TV, or... Well, you know, can we get some air conditioning out here in the desert? Can we drop down a...
I'll tell you, if somebody got all the way out to training and we're out and we're overseas and we're on an operation and guys like that have already been filtered out because mm-hmm. that is the cream of the crop. Is that's the whole point of the training, is it's that intense. It's because I want to find out now when we're in Virginia or we're in California or we're in Florida, wherever,
in the comfort of home,
wherever it is, because if you can't survive the hardships of training, then it's 100% guaranteed that you're not going to work well in the hardships of combat, because there's no, hey, let me take a break. There's no, let me punch out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 9-to-5.
Listen, someone said, if you can hang with the footmen are out here, what you gonna do when the horsemen arrive? You know what I'm saying? If you can't hang now,
yeah.
In the day of battle, it's not the time to figure out.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you're gonna show up,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, let me tell you, there's a spiritual battle going on, and we need heroes that are willing to stand for truth and righteousness, mm-hmm. willing to be on God's side, willing to say that, listen, this life is not about me, my wants and desires, and my comfort. But I'm only passing through this life one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I get, is one time at this thing called life on earth.
One shot.
One shot.
That's it.
And what am I going to do for it, for the Lord Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have been trained for such a time as this. And you shrunk back from this training. You shrunk back from the trial. You shrunk back from the opportunity to learn and grow and let the character of Christ be formed in you. Let me tell you something, that if God is not formed in you, the character of God, you don't receive the mind of Christ. If you don't seek to be like Jesus in all of his ways, listen, if you can't stand in the comfort of the air conditioning and the freedoms that America has today, what would you do? What would you do if we lost our freedoms? What would you do for what is coming in the future?
Mm-hmm.
listen, it's time. It's time to be a hero. It's time to stand just like Jesus stood. And it's time to lay your life down. He gives us an invitation to take up our cross daily. Not sometimes, not if, daily. We have an opportunity to die to ourselves, to live for Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, listen, the only thing that matters in life at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, people only have two regrets in life. One is, I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And the second is, I wish I would have known God because I'm getting ready to see him. But if you're a Christian, you may have another regret. I wish I would have done more for God with the life that he gave me. And let me tell you, when you see him face to face, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to have something to give him. You want your life to have count for something. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that a person's not ready to live until they're first willing to die for something.
That's right.
You're not fit to live.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jesus came and set an example for us. He came to do exactly what the Father instructed him to do. And he laid it all out. Can you imagine Jesus going back to heaven, not fulfilling the mission? See, Jesus was on a mission.
Yeah.
Recon. He was on a mission.
Right.
Can you imagine him going back to the Father, not completing the mission for what he was sent? No, Jesus laid it all down.
That's right.
Even his life. And his Father said, "This is my son."
Mm.
Yep, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. That's what the Father said about Jesus. Listen,
amen.
Those are going to be glorious days when we get to look and he says, "Enter."
Mm.
Enter.
Good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant.
Mm.
Come on in.
Yeah.
I want to hear those words.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
If you want to hear those words, it's time. It's time to get involved. It's time to serve like you've never served before. If you're not discipled, it's time to get discipled. It's time to be a follower of the Word of God. If you haven't been abiding, it's time to abide and spend time with God daily, hearing and listening his voice and obeying everything that he tells us to do. Listen, tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. All you and I have is today. Be a hero.
Mm.
Be a hero for the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll change your world. But it's time. This is the season and this is the hour.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.